Om Gyana Chimirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Mayam Rupakadam Mayam Dadati Swarapadandikam Mukam Roti Vacham Pangram Lanhaite Girim Yatripa Maham Bande Sri Gurum Dinakarinum Divya Vrindaranya Kalpajumadha Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Kristali B Savya Mano Smarami Sri Krishna Radhi Kanjeva Lalitanja Vishakikam Shakibir Anvitam Nityam Pranamami Mohorum Om Rim Kram Gram Giran Mahavishnam Jalan Tam Sarvato Mukam Ashinam Bisanam Badram Richu Mitcham Namamiyam Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Tampalam Sukha Mukadam Rita Drava Samyutam Pipata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Mohora Hora Sika Vibhavaka Narayanam Namaste Pritya Naram Cheva Narotamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraya Nashta Prayesha Padreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhakti Bhavatina Nishtiki Hare Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam Second Canto Chapter 4 Text 23 Bhuter Mahat Mahatbir Ya Ima Puro Vibhor Maya, Shete, Yat, Amushu, Purusha, Bhunte, Gunan, Sodasha, Shodasatmaka, So, Lankrishishta, Bhagavan, Vachamsi, May, Terma had virio smu puro. Terma had virya ima puro vipur.
Terma had virya ima puro vipur.
Nirmaya sete yat. Amusho purusha.
Mahavir, Ima, Puro, Vibhur.
Decorate Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead. Vachamsi, statements. Me, mine. Translation: may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enlivens the materially created bodies of the elements by lying down within the universe, and who in his Purusha incarnations causes the living being to be subjected to the 16 divisions of material modes, which are his generator, be pleased to decorate my statements. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As a fully dependent devotee, Shukadeva Goswami, unlike a mundane man who is proud of his own capability, invokes the pleasure of the Personality of Godhead so that his statements may be successful and be appreciated by the hearers. The devotee always thinks of himself as instrumental for anything successful carried out, and he declines to take credit for anything done by himself. The godless atheist wants to take all credit for activities, not knowing that even a blade of grass cannot move without the sanction of the Supreme Spirit, the personality of Godhead. Shukadeva Goswami, therefore, wants to move by the direction of the Supreme Lord, who inspired Brahma to speak the Vedic wisdom. The truths described in the Vedic literatures are not theories of mundane imagination, nor are they fictitious, as the less intelligent class of men sometimes think. The Vedic truths are all perfect description of the factual truth without any mistake or illusion. And Shukadeva Goswami wants to present the truth of creation not as a metaphysical theory of philosophical speculation, but as the actual fact and figures of the subject. Since he would be dictated by the Lord directly in the same manner as Brahmaji was inspired. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, the Lord is himself the father of the Vedanta knowledge, and it is he only who knows the factual purport of the Vedanta philosophy. So there is greater truth, there is no greater truth than the principles of religion mentioned in the Vedas. Such Vedic knowledge or religion is disseminated by authorities like Shukadeva Goswami because he is a humble devotional servitor of the Lord, who has no desire to become a self-appointed interpreter without authority. That is the way of explaining the Vedic knowledge. Technically known as the parampara system or descending process. The intelligent man can see without mistake that any material creation whether one's own body or a fruit or flower cannot beautifully grow up without the spiritual touch. The greatest intelligent man of the world or the greatest man of science can present anything very beautifully only insofar as the spirit life is there, or in so much as the spirit touch is there. Therefore, the source of all truths is the Supreme Spirit and not gross matter as wrongly conceived by the gross materialist. We get information from the Vedic literature that the Lord himself first entered the vacuum of the material universe, and thus all things gradually developed one after another. Similarly, the Lord is situated as localized Paramatma in every individual being. Hence, everything is done by him very beautifully. The 16 principal creative elements, namely earth, water, fire, air, sky, and the 11 sense organs, first developed from the Lord himself and were thereby shared by the living entities. Thus the material elements were created for the enjoyment of the living entities. The beautiful arrangement behind all material manifestations is therefore made possible by the energy of the Lord, and the individual living entity can only pray to the Lord to understand it properly. Since the Lord is the supreme entity, different from Shukadeva Goswami, the prayer can be offered to him. The Lord helps the living entity to enjoy material creation, but he is aloof from such false enjoyment. Shukadeva prays for the mercy of the Lord, not only for being helped personally in presenting the truth, but also for helping others to whom he would like to speak. Hare Krishna. So it's a great honor for me to be sitting here in the temple of Sri Sri Radha Madhava Astasakis, Sri Panchatattva, and before our founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada, and requested to speak on this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. I will try to the extent of my realization to explain a little about this verse. So the important point in this verse is being empowered to speak by Krishna. In fact, it is said, Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tava Pravartana. No one can preach about Krishna without Krishna Shakti, without being empowered by Krishna. Our own mundane intelligence, our own ability to speak is very limited. People speak, even Sukadeva Goswami has noted in the first few verses of this second canto, Shrotra Dadini Rajendra Nrinam Santi Sahasrasaha Apasyatam Atma Tatvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. He has noted that ordinary people have so many thousands of topics of discussion, mundane topics of discussion. In the morning you hear all these ladies and men also speaking, blah, 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 blah. They keep going even till the middle of the night, speaking so many things. All over the world and so many languages people are speaking. But there's one thing they don't speak about. This is noted by Shukadeva Goswami. And that is Atma Tattva, the spiritual science of the soul. This they no talk about that. No interest. They'll talk about the cricket, they'll talk about the football, they're just so many things they're talking about, and so many books and magazines, and now with this, you know, it's all full of mundane stuff that people are exchanging. But they forget the most important subject, which is Atma Tattva, the spiritual science of the soul. Yeah. So anyway, Sukadeva Goswami in this verse, I remember reading this verse when I just became a devotee 50 years ago. I came across this verse, especially the last line of this verse. So lang jishishta bhagavan vachamsi me. May the Lord be pleased to decorate my words. So if the Lord, if Krishna will be pleased to decorate our words, then we will be able to say something about Krishna which will be beneficial to ourselves and also beneficial to those who are listening. This is why normally before speaking something, the devotee will recite certain prayers and request the mercy of Lord Krishna so that he or she may be able to speak something. Yeah. So I usually chant this prayer to Radha Govinda, our beloved deities in Indonesia, Radha Govinda, Lalita Visakha. This year will be the 40th year of their installation. They have been protecting us and inspiring us all this time, inspiring all the Indonesian devotees. I like to recite this before attempting to give a class here. So you'll notice mostly devotees will recite a few prayers before they start and they pray very intensely for Krishna's mercy. And Srila Prabhupada also used to do this. You may, I brought along today, this I borrowed, Song of the Vaishnava Acharyas, which was compiled by Achyutananda Swami those days. This is the Bengali songbook here. Nam Hatta Parichai. I can read Bengali, by the way. So, in these songbooks, they're actually very important because these are our standard. Myself and perhaps many other devotees in the world, I watch Mayapur TV every day, and I see especially the Darshanati and the. Also the Mangalati and sometimes even the class. Yeah, I like to, because wherever we go in the world, the Arabs have a word, Qiblat. It means the direction of Mecca. So wherever they will pray, they will bow down in the direction of Mecca. So for us, Sri Mayapur Chandra Doya Mandir, this is for us, Qibla. Yeah. So, Prabhupada also said that Vrindavan was his home and Mumbai was his office and Sri Mayapur was his place of worship. So we should remember wherever we go, we are bowing at the lotus feet of Sri Radha Madhava. Yeah. So Prabhupada, especially when he went to America, in 1965, and to start the mission of Krishna consciousness, he went, all he had was some books and 40 rupees. What can you get with 40 rupees? Even now, this, which I just purchased, costs 55 rupees. So what can you do with 40 rupees in a city like New York? I've never been there, but I imagine it's quite expensive. So Prabhupada went there all alone at the age of 70 years to begin the Krishna consciousness movement. And upon his arrival, he wrote two poems. One is a prayer at the lotus feet of Krishna, and the second one is Markini Bhagavat Dharma. This is actually very instructive prayer. I don't know if you've read this, but it's very worthwhile reading. Prabhupada, from the bottom of his heart, praying to Krishna, please. Prabhupada, he couldn't understand why Krishna had brought him to such a hellish place where people are so much absorbed in the modes of passion and ignorance. Practically the worst place on the whole planet. And Prabhupada is brought there by Krishna, and he was trying to understand, Krishna, why did you bring me here? So it means you must have a mission. Otherwise, why am I brought to this place? So Prabhupada, several of these verses are very significant. And they're actually prayers by Prabhupada to Krishna to please give him the power to speak, to make his words powerful, so that people would be influenced, so that they would understand about Krishna. So just one or two of these verses. The fifth verse. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am sincerely praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. This is Prabhupada speaking. And then again, verse 11. How will I make them understand the message of Krishna consciousness? I am very unfortunate, unqualified, and the most fallen. Therefore, I am seeking your benedictions so that I can convince them, for I am powerless to do so on my own. This Prabhupada speaking in Bengali. Yes, a beautiful poem. Actually, it can be sung also. He's praying sincerely for Krishna's mercy so that his words will be empowered by Krishna in order to convince the people in the United States, which are generally not very easy to be convinced. So I would encourage all of you who haven't done so to look at this beautiful prayer by our Srila Prabhupada. So while we're on the topic of songbooks, as I mentioned, I watch Mayapur TV every day, and I listen to the words which are being sung in the kirtan very carefully. Most of our Vaishnava prayers are in Sanskrit, and some of them are in Bengali. And Bengali and Sanskrit are not the same. They're similar, but not the same. So I request all of you, especially the Bengali devotees who live here in Mayapur and who lead the kirtan, please read this book. Because sometimes I notice the words are not being pronounced correctly. Sometimes even the words are being changed. If you change the words, then the meaning becomes changed. Should not make any change. I request all of you, the managers of the temple, to distribute this book to the bhaktas, to the devotees here, so they get it correctly. Ito nishingha parato nishingho yato yato yamitato nishingha bahe nishingho ridaye nishingho nishingam adim sharanam prapadye. This prayer is given by Prabhupada himself to the devotees in the early days of the movement, because he understood that when you go for preaching, it is dangerous. I had a knife stuck in my chest once. Yeah. You know, I mean, when you go, some people don't like. So that's why Prabhupada introduced this worship of Lord Nrisimhadev and these prayers he gave. That Sanskrit and also Bengali are inflected languages, so if you change the ending and the word, the meaning is different. And also there's sandhi rules. When you join the words together, yeah, then there are certain rules to be followed. So please, you don't have to learn all the rules of Sanskrit and Bengali grammar, but please, I request all of you, follow the book and don't change the words. Even Prabhupada wanted not to change the tune either. I personally witnessed in Melbourne when Prabhupada came, opening of the new temple in 1975. It's a long time ago. Many of you are not born yet. And singing the Mangalati, there's what's called the morning's tune, yeah? Sangsara dava nalalida loka sanaya karunya gana gana tvam praptasya kalyana gunana vasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. This melody is standard. It's even standard in the Gaudiya Math. So it may have been around since the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Anyways, Devadi was leading Mangalati, and after singing Sri Guru Vastakam, he started chanting Hare Krishna, and he started singing another tune. So Prabhupada sent his servant. Prabhupada was staying in the next building on the second floor, so there must have been at least five or six thick brick walls between Prabhupada and the temple room. Prabhupada sent his servant and said, tell them not to change the tune. Tell them to sing the morning melody. Prabhupada was hearing so carefully, even at such a distance, he was noting which tune they were singing. So I request all of you, please, don't sing this Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. At least not at Mangalati, please. Because Prabhupada did not like singing any other tune except the morning tune for Mangalati. He was very particular. And the same thing happened apparently in Vrindavan. Prabhupada was in his room and the kirtan was going on. They started singing some other melody, and Prabhupada asked Harikesh to go in, and once again, four or five thick brick walls between Prabhupada's room and the temple room, but Prabhupada still picked it up and told Harikesh, you go into the temple room and tell him to sing the morning tune. Don't change the melody. And Prabhupada had reasons. Everything he did, he had reasons. And so therefore I request all of you, this is the standard here. In Bengali, Nam Hatta Parichai, and in English, Vaishnava songbook. I think we have it in other languages also. Anyway, coming back onto this topic, Prabhupada prayed with deep devotion and deep conviction for the power of to be able to preach Krishna consciousness, starting off in New York, and then later on he went many other places, San Francisco, and he went to England, and so many other places, Germany, and all over the world. Even he also went to Indonesia once in 1973. So because Indonesia is touched by Prabhupada's lotus feet, therefore Krishna consciousness has spread. I also prayed like this, and although I'm nothing compared to Prabhupada, I also prayed. I was in Jakarta. It was 1978, and we didn't have any temple or any ashram. I was just staying in a rented room, and it was flooded, so the water was like about 30 centimeters deep in the room. So I was sitting on top of the table. The room was flooded, and the building behind was a chemist shop, yeah, and it caught fire. So all of this smoke and chemicals, fumes were coming in, and I was sitting on a table, and the water is in the room, like 30 centimeters deep, like this. I was also praying like this, please, Prabhupada, I need your mercy so I can. And very soon after that, then we met the first Indonesian devotees, and then things went on like that. That's a long story. Nearly 45 years ago. So, if you people come to the temple. Mostly, they just want blessings. They're not looking for Krishna consciousness. They're not trying to understand who they are. They're not trying to understand what is the goal of life. They just want blessings. After they haven't succeeded in their material plans, so they asked blessing of Krishna. And they also ask blessings of demigods as well. They're not looking for the truth. And they pray, please, may this material desire of mine get fulfilled. Mostly it's like this, but... And they pray to Krishna for the fulfillment of material desires. We should not do like this. Krishna knows what we need. Yeah. Nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam, eko bahunam, yo vididhati kaman. Krishna is the one who fulfills everyone's needs. So we don't have to worry about that. What if you pray to Krishna, then you pray to Krishna like this. So lang krishishta bhagavan vachamsi me. Please decorate my words so that I can preach Krishna consciousness. Very nice after Mangalati. Who is the Prabhu who speaks in the morning to the Bengalis and gives them Japamala? Who is that? Huh? Yeah. Okay. I wish to offer my obeisances to him. It's very inspiring. All of these people come here. Maybe some of them understand, maybe some of them don't, but he encourages, preaches them very nicely in Bengali and gets them to chant one mala of japa. This is wonderful. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Yeah. Anyway, once again, the subject of this verse, the main topic is being empowered by Krishna to speak. So let us all pray to Radha Madhava, and I also pray to Radha Madhava that all of you will be empowered to speak about Krishna and convince people all over the world. Yes, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also ordered this. Amaragyai guru haya tar e desh jare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. So upon my order, you become guru. Yeah? Jare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Whomever you meet, you tell them about Krishna. So this is actually the mission of Srila Prabhupada, the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhupada wanted books in every language. There are around 4,000 languages in the world. The number is getting less. A lot of languages are becoming extinct. Indonesia has 746 languages. Anyway, we have a long way to go to have Krishna conscious books in every language in the world. But at least the major languages we have. Let us continue. And it gives a bigger impression if the people can hear in their own language. Yeah, it goes in their heart. If you speak to them in their own language, they may understand English, but if you speak to them in their own language, then it goes inside their heart. Yeah. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much, Prabhus and Matajis, for hearing me. Any questions or answers or comments, please?
Haribo, could you just tell us how many books are in Indonesian languages and how many temples are there in Indonesia? Where are they? What islands?
Well, you have all the small books. We have Bhagavad Gita and we have some volumes of the Bhagavatam. We have Nectar of Devotion and some other books are still not printed. Indonesian's a very nice language. Actually comes from Sanskrit. And it's a very good language for preaching, actually. English, I'm sorry to say, is not such a good language for preaching Krishna consciousness. We don't have the words that they have in other languages. Like, for example, the word for false ego in Indonesian is ahankara. It's exactly the Sanskrit word. And temples, well, the last time I counted, I think it was 18, in Jakarta, in the mountains. Outside Jakarta, we have a beautiful temple, Radha Govinda. And in Lampung, we have a village, a Krishna conscious village, Gita Nagari Baru, new Gita Nagari. So about 35 families living there. We have a temple, Radha Madan Gopal, and the Sringadev. There's a temple in Yogyakarta, just student city of Indonesia, Radha Shama Sundar. Some student hostels are there. Krishna conscious student hostel. In Bali there are a number of temples. There's Rashiswar, Krishna Balaram, Gaura Hari, and Nitai Gauranga, and there's about 5 or 6 big temples in Bali. A lot of devotees, thousands of devotees. And then Sulawesi. And we have one in Papua also, Manukwari. Yeah. In Kalimantan. In Lupak, deities of Panchatattva. It's 120 hectares of land, but it's all water. The temple's up on stilts. You you want to use the bathroom and the fish are waiting underneath. to plant rice, they don't have to flood the rice fields. They're already flooded. They just plant like this. To reach this place, you have to go by boat. You can't go by road. You have to go by the boat here. So, Medan, North Sumatra, they have also a temple. So many temples, so many devotees. But we don't see very many of them. There are a few here in Mayapur. Prabhu Vishnu Ratta is here with his two children and his wife, who's Russian. People don't like to leave Indonesia, Prabhu. It's too nice. There's no winter. We only have two seasons, raining season and dry season. Now it's the rainy season. It floods. But the temperature, the city of Jakarta, the temperature is the same every year, every day of the year. Nighttime is 25, daytime is 31. Every day of the year is the same. The only variation is it raining or not raining. But people like to hear, Indonesian people are very religious. People talk about religion all the time, whether they are Muslim or Christian or Hindu, whatever. They like to talk about religion. In the Western countries now, mostly people have become atheists. In Australia, they held the World Atheist Conference in Melbourne. In Australia, only 9% of the people are praying. Indonesia is 100%. Everyone, even in your ID card, it says what religion. You have to have a religion. It's not allowed to be atheist. No, it's not allowed. If you say I'm atheist, you'll be in big trouble. Yeah, very big trouble. They think it means you must be a communist or a crazy or something. The people are very religious it used to be Vedic culture. Prabhupada said 500 years ago they had Vedic culture, and then Islam came, Christianity came, but previously. So there's still a lot of remnants of Vedic culture here. So please come, Prabhu.
Hi. Your mercy, I look forward to it.
Hare Krishna. Sorry, your name, Prabhu, sorry?
My name is Akruranath Das.
Akrura.
Akruranath Das.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Which country from?
I'm from California, USA.
From California, okay. Anyway, if you come, we'll welcome you, Prabhu.
We've been underwater lately, too.
Huh? Yeah.
A story, like for example, if some people want to know about Bhagavad Gita, the story, we have the chapter 4, text 1, 2, 3, the story how the Bhagavad Gita is coming from the spiritual world. This I want to know if you have the story how the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in Sanskrit coming from Goloka Vrindavan.
Yeah.
Who bring this Maha Mantra thousand years ago till now? Please, Prabhu.
Well, you're correct. As it said, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. This Harinama Sankirtana has come from Goloka Vrindavan. From what we can understand, you see, Narada Muni is traveling all over the universe chanting Radhika Ramana. Radhika Ramana is nothing but Hare Krishna. So I believe that Narada Muni is also responsible for spreading of this chanting. There are many stories. Even they were having a big kirtan, you know. Narada Muni, Bajai Veena, Radhika Ramana Nami. And all the demigods joined in, including Lord Shiva. So Lord Shiva was dancing like a madman. Yeah, his wife was very surprised. Normally, Lord Shiva is very serious. He's engaged deep meditation on Lord Aniruddha. Yeah. But she couldn't understand, how is it that my husband has become like a madman? He's dancing, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, like yeah. This. So even the demigods also, they like to chant Hare Krishna.
Yeah, it's okay. But you know, give me the answer. The Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Who bring to from Goloka Vrindavan the parampara?
Well, it's in Brihan Naradiya Purana is there, and Kali Santana Upanishad, the Maha Mantra is there in that form. So this is Vedic literature. Yeah. This is a source. Yeah. I remember you. Which country, Prabhu? Huh?
South America.
Which country? Peru. Yeah, I remember you, Prabhu. Yeah, we used to meet in Malaysia, yeah. Hare Krishna. Very nice to see you again, Prabhu. All of these years you are chanting Hare Krishna in Mayapur. Yeah. Now this place, this Mayapur, in all of the world there's so many planetary systems. And then there's the Earth planet, and in the Earth planet there are so many continents and countries. And of all of these, the best place is this Sri Mayapur Navadvipa Dham. A very special place. Yeah. And whatever devotional service a person does in this place, the result will be magnified 1,000 times. Yeah. At the same time, if you commit any offenses here, then the reaction will also be magnified 1,000 times. So be very careful. Even coming back on the topic of speaking, talking, we should more or less only speak those things which are related to Krishna. Otherwise, better not say anything. Yeah. People are speaking so much stuff. Yeah. Actually wasting their breath. They're wasting their breath. We don't know when we have to leave our body. I'm already 70 years old. I could go at any time. But, you know, whatever time we have left, please let us use our breaths, let us use our words to describe Krishna. Especially those who are living in the holy Dham should not conduct mundane activities or even talk about mundane things in the holy Dham. It's actually dhammaparad, you know, one of the offenses. To live in the Dham and conduct mundane activities. So we come for a few days, we're very fortunate. This is the spiritual world. There's no difference. Sri Mayapur Navadvipa Dham, Sri Radha Madhava. And of all of the Mayapur Navadvipa Dham, this is the most holy place. The temple of Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Asta Sakhi, Pancha Tattva. You cannot imagine. Even the demigods come. We cannot see them. We cannot see them. But they come. There was a devotee who was living here many years. I don't know if you remember. Anakadundubi Prabhu. Very tall English devotee. He used to dress Radha Madhava because his body is very tall. He can reach up without using a ladder. Anyways, he used to, when Prabhupada was here, he used to guard outside Prabhupada's room upstairs in the Lotus building. And at night time, all the doors were closed. Yeah. All the doors were closed. And no one was there. Everyone was asleep. And Prabhupada was in his room. And Prabhupada would be talking to some people in the room, but there was nobody there. We couldn't see anyone. So Anakadundubi Prabhu concluded it must be Prabhupada talking to the demigods. They would come and... Because he is Savadeva Maya Guru. He is the sum total of all the demigods. So any time he can speak with them, maybe they would come and ask his blessings. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, any more questions? I don't want to go for too long. I'm sure you must be hungry for prasadam. Yeah. Question?
Thank you, Prabhu, for today's class. Because you are a Srila Prabhupada's disciple and who was with Srila Prabhupada in the early days, I'm humbly requesting you to speak a few words on this particular topic that I have. Srila Prabhupada did something very revolutionary, unprecedented, and unheard of. He empowered both women and men to spread Krishna consciousness. Would you speak a few words on this topic?
Well, yes, it's true. Prabhupada empowered all kinds of devotees in different ways, both men and both women, according to their ability, according to their propensities. Once there was a lot of discussion going on about Varnashram. Even still, there's a lot of discussion going on. So I had a dream of Prabhupada, and in the dream Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasana. I was sitting down. So I said, Srila Prabhupada, many devotees have different opinions about what you mean by Varnashrama. So what, Prabhupada, what do you actually mean by Varnashrama? Yeah. So he said, I simply mean that everybody should be engaged in Krishna's service according to their propensity. This is Prabhupada's explanation to me about the meaning of Varnashram. And I found this later on, I think in one of Prabhupada's letters. Prabhupada actually wrote that as well. So we're not trying to establish the caste system. Neither that is possible in this present age. So you have some ability, Mataji, no doubt. You use that in Krishna's service. Not all of us have the same ability. Prabhu Yadubara, my dear friend from many, many years, such ability to make wonderful films about Krishna, which have inspired so many people all over the world. So he used his ability, and his good wife, Mataji Vishaka, they used their ability to do something wonderful for Krishna. So this is what Prabhupada wanted us to do. Whatever abilities we have, we use that in Krishna's service. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Yeah. Srila